It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
So, Teresa, we're back at the Biltmore for the 2019 Biltmore International Rose Trials. It's been quite a weekend so far.
You know, it's one of our favorite weekends of the whole year. We look forward to this, and this weekend did not disappoint. We have had a wonderful weekend. We've seen beautiful roses.
Well, I'll tell you, I had one particular favorite, and I think it was yours too.
It was. Wait till everyone gets a look at Pauline Merrill's award for the best hybrid tea, Moonlight Romantica. That beautiful rose comes from the esteemed house of Mayon. It was a beauty.
Wow. And that's introduced in the United States by Star Roses and Plants, right?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Now, today we have some history for you. History of the rose trials, but also history of roses at the Biltmore in general.
Y'all stay with us. The Rose Chat Podcast starts now. Hey, we're chatting with Parker Andes, the Director of Horticulture at Biltmore. Now, Parker, this is the ninth year of the Biltmore International Rose Trials, but actually there have been roses growing at the Biltmore a lot longer than that.
Well, and this ninth year snuck up on me. Yesterday I was actually thinking, well, it's the fifth or sixth. I was really surprised, that it has been that long. But this is just one phase of growing roses at Biltmore. You look at the original orders for roses at Biltmore in the 1890s, they were building roses in the nursery. They were ordering McCartney roses to come in, grow on numbers in the nursery all through the 1890s, and then started planting them out by the 1893. They were being planted in the gardens. By 1895, they were planting roses in what we had today, the Rose Garden, where we had these beautiful trials. All of those things were happening in the garden in 1893 through 1895, getting planted. They were looking in the rose garden itself. The specific things they were looking for were the latest, best roses that rebloomed throughout the year. So that's what we still do today. The latest, the best garden roses, beautiful roses that rebloom throughout the year.
Yeah, that's incredible. We're about to find out what this year's winners are.
There's a couple of really good, really good roses this year. The disease resistance gets better and better and better every year. And I think that fits in as things progress. You know, people need to look at, you know, how is this best going to work for me? And that disease resistance is a big, big part of that. So, you know, beautiful roses with lots of fragrance and disease resistance. That's what we're looking for in these trials.
Well, let's go in and hear the winners.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
I'm going to ask Stacy Weir to join me now as we begin to announce the Biltmore winners and we tee this up. We will bring blooms out as we've always done, but this year we decided to add some slides as well so you can begin to see the winners as they come forward.
Eventually,
in time. There it is. Wonderful. All right. So, without further ado, I would like to announce the winner of the Biltmore International Rose Trial 2019 Chauncey Beetle Award. For the best overall shrub rose is the Coral Knockout Rose. Number 1730.
The next rose is selected for excellence and is Cupid's Kisses.
Cupid's Kisses is winner of the best, that's the Gilded Age Award for best climbing rose. Oops, there it is. Oh, I see. We have slides between slides. Oh, I see how we do this. Okay. The Edith Wharton Award for the best Floribunda. The Biltmore International Rose Trials goes to Bliss Parfuma, which was bred from Cortez roses. Just to back up a second, Cupid's Coral Knockout is obviously Bill Radler. And Cupid's Kisses was bred by Christian Bedard of Weeks Roses.
The Pauline Merrill Award goes to Moonlight Romantica, bred by Mayland.
Yep. It's interesting when you run trials like this. It's the first year, it's kind of like back and forth as to what's going on. You seem as you were observing in the garden. By the second year, the cream really does start to rise to the top, that's for sure. All right, the William Cecil Award for the best overall general impression goes to Sweet Hips, the hybrid Rugosa. This came from Weeks Roses, and the breeder was listed as K-A-P-R-A-C. I did a little digging. It's Keith Zarin.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was pleased to see that. Nice to have Keith Roses back in commerce again. Yeah. It's a wonderful that we certainly miss him.
The Lord Burleigh Award goes to Sweet Hips.
That was easily the best Caesar assistant rose out there, needless to say. And our overall winner, which is the George and Edith Vanderbilt Award, goes to the Coral Knockout Rose, which was bred by, of course, Bill Radler, and is from Star Roses and Plants. And I will tell you, when we tabulated the final score, the Coral Knockout Rose and Sweet Hips were within 0.16% of each other.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's how close it was. And I wanted to mention that, because Sweet Hips and Demi, they were literally right there, very much in close. So those are our award winners. On behalf of all of us, again, thank you for coming to the Biltmore 2019 International Rose Trials. The roses are over here with the numbers. We'll have the certificates. You're welcome to take photographs. Thank you.
If you'd like more information on Biltmore Estate, America's largest home, visit their website, biltmore.com. Well, friends, that's all the time we have for this edition of the Rose Chat Podcast, and we thank you for listening today. Until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.